Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 4 of Revelation chapter 1. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he made us into a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
In the last verse of his gospel, John says much more could have been written about the things Jesus did, but the world wouldn't be able to contain that many books. In today's scripture passage from Revelation chapter 1, the same writer gives a compact summation, highlighting the Lord's identity and work. He tells us that Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. Jesus came to earth as God's witness. The words he spoke and the works he accomplished were only what his Father commanded. He is the firstborn from the dead. His was the first everlasting resurrection, and it's the guarantee that those of us who trust in him will be resurrected in the same way. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. He establishes kingdoms and tears them down, and the book of Revelation describes how he will one day take dominion of the entire world. And Christ is the one who loves us and releases anyone who believes in him from their sins. All a Christian's wrongdoing is forgiven. This is our amazing Savior, and we can look forward to a future with him that is secure and glorious. Read the rest of Revelation chapter 1 with the awareness that you will one day see the Lord in all his glory.